Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Jesus, I am nothing, you are all. Come, O divine will, to think in my mind, to circulate in my blood, to look with my eyes, to listen in my ears, to speak in my voice, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to move in my motion, to suffer in my suffering, and may my soul consume. Infuse with your will, be the living crucifix, immolate, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we are going to begin with our Lenten season. We are going to reflect on the hours of the Passion. During this Lenten season, we are gonna study the hours of the Passion, some of the passages that talked about this revelation. The hours of the Passion are part of the words of Luisa Picarreta, revelations received, approved by the Church, and deposited in the Church. The hours of the Passion, the main purpose of the hours of the Passion, the Lord tells us through these writings, that is not to narrate or to tell the story of the Passion of our Lord, but to do reparation. That's the main purpose of the hours of the Passion, to unite ourselves with the Lord, to accompany Him as He endures His Passion, as He goes during these days, as He goes and begins. We ask the Blessed Mother to be with us, to give us the strength to fortify us, and to give us the strength to follow our Lord Jesus during these 40 days, during this Lenten season, as we contemplate the hours of the Passion, as we do reparations with the hours of the Passion, so that we may gain the strength to arrive at the foot of the cross. The foot of the cross is the place for those who love the Lord. The foot of the cross is where those who love our Lord arrive and remain. At the foot of the cross stands the Blessed Mother. So today that we start these meditations, let us ask the Blessed Mother to be with us, that we may also receive the strength to accompany our Lord and to remain with Him until we arrive at the foot of the cross. During these weeks, we are going to be reading from the hours of the Passion. We are going to hear what our Lord is doing in every single hour, the last 24 hours of our Lord Jesus here on earth, that begin on Thursday night, when our Lord Jesus goes and says goodbye to our Mother, to the Blessed Mother, asking for her blessing. These hours of the Passion end on Good Friday, with the Blessed Mother leaving the body of our Lord Jesus in the tomb. So these hours of the Passion begin with the Blessed Mother and they end with the Blessed Mother. We are going to hear this divine language as our Lord goes on repairing, reshaping our human nature, paying for our offenses, paying for our transgressions, offering praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God the Father on behalf of all human race. The prophet Isaiah, in chapter 53, verse 5, tells us that He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and by His wounds we are healed. It is by His wounds that we were healed, my brothers and sisters. Our Lord and Savior is paying for all of us. Our Lord and Savior is enduring much suffering for ourselves, for each one of us. These hours of the Passion can be prayed at any time. These hours of the Passion are not to be read as any other book. These hours of the Passion ought to be meditated in union with our Lord. There is a small prayer of preparation before each hour that prepares the soul to enter into this mystery of uniting ourselves, uniting our soul with our Lord Jesus as He begins His Passion. This prayer of preparation disposes our soul to receive all the graces that flow from this union between the soul and our Lord Jesus, between the soul and His Passion. There is also a prayer of thanksgiving after each hour that Help us give thanks to the Lord and help us to remain focused on His Passion. The more you practice these hours of the Passion, the more you will feel the consolation of our Lord in your soul. You will memorize parts of the hours of the Passion. You will learn how to remain focused in union with our Lord and His Passion. We cannot have, most of us anyway, cannot have this book with us 24 hours because we have duties to fulfill. But as we learn to meditate on the hours of the Passion, we can always unite ourselves with our Lord Jesus by prayer of desire, by desiring to accompany Him as He goes through His Passion. The first hour begins on Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. and Jesus goes to say goodbye to the Blessed Mother. These hours of the Passion begin with the Blessed Mother. Listen to the introduction of the first hour. O Celestial Mama, the hour of the separation is approaching, and I come to you, O Mother. Give me your love and your reparations. Give me your sorrow, because together with you, I want to follow step by step our Lord Jesus. Together with the Blessed Mother, we begin this Lenten season. Together with the Blessed Mother, with her love, we begin to meditate upon the hours of the Passion, so that it is with the love of the Blessed Mother, it is with the love of our Lord, it is with His own will that we accompany Him to repair for all our offenses, to repair for all, and on behalf of all, our Lord Jesus gives a blessing to the Blessed Mother. And the Blessed Mother also blesses our Lord Jesus as He begins His Passion. Together with Jesus and with the Blessed Mother, we will walk until we arrive at the foot of the cross, the place where our Lord Jesus will arrive. The hours of the Passion are the best way to repair, to adore, to glorify our Lord. Luisa Picaretta says, Oh, my celestial mama, do you know what adorable Jesus wants from you? Nothing but your last blessing. It is true that from every particle of your being, nothing but blessings and praises come out for your Creator. But Jesus, in taking leave of you, wants to hear the sweet word, I bless you, O Son. And that I bless you removes all the blasphemies from His hearing and descends sweet and gentle into His heart. Jesus wants your I bless you almost to place it as a shelter for all the offenses of the creatures. I too unite myself to you, O sweet mother, upon the wings of the wind. I want to go around the heavens to ask the Father, the Holy Spirit, and all the angels for an I bless you for Jesus, so that as I go to Him, I may bring Him their blessings. And here on earth, I want to go to all creatures and to ask from every lip, from every heartbeat, from every step, from every breath, from every gaze, from every thought, blessing and praises for Jesus. And if no one wants to give them to me, I intend to give them for all. Luisa Picaretta goes around. She does a real fast around in creation to bring the I bless you of all, of everybody, to Jesus. Why can we say, Jesus, I bless you. I adore you. I glorify you. I give you my will. I want to be united with you, especially during this Lenten season. I want to be united with your church. During this time, the church asks us to unite ourselves, to follow our Lord with prayer, with fasting, and with words of mercy. The church asks us through the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verse 12. Render your hearts, not your garments, says the Lord, through the prophet Joel. Render your will. It is your will that I want, says the Lord. It is because of the choice that our first parent, Adam, did. He chose to exercise his human will against his Creator, against our God and Father. And our Lord Jesus, now through these hours, is repairing, redoing, reshaping us. making us anew, offering praise, glory, and adoration to God the Father on our behalf. I bless you with your will. With your will, I want to remain united with you. I come to you and I place all my blessings together with yours. We are invited to come and place our blessing, to be united with our Lord in this hour and with the Blessed Mother. Jesus, Mama, keep me close to you. Give me your love, your will, oh sweet Mother. I want to follow step by step. Adore Jesus with the intention of giving him comfort, relief, love, and reparation for all. This is what we do in the hours. We repair. We unite ourselves with our Lord. We console the divine heart of our Savior. These hours of the Passion contain so much grace that our Lord tells the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, that his desire is that these hours should be meditated, that a copy of these hours should be in every single town, in every city, that we should meditate these hours, because then God will be able to spare us through these hours from so many things. The second hour of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is from 6 to 7 p.m., after Jesus visits the Blessed Mother and asks her for her blessing, and after our Lord Jesus also blesses the Mother, he departs. Jesus departs from his Most Holy Mother and sets out for the cenacle. He goes to fulfill the will of the Father. We must remain fused with our Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus, filled with love for all creatures, sets out to the cenacle. Luisa Picarreta says, "My lovable love, as I repair with you, allow me to remain with you, with your Mama, in order to console her and sustain her while you live." I can imagine the pain, the sorrow of the Blessed Mother, knowing that our Lord Jesus is about to enter his most cruel suffering. Desolated Queen, let me sustain you, dry your tears, and compassionate you in your bitter sorrow. My Mama, I will not leave you alone, and you take me with you and teach me in these moments so painful for you and for Jesus. Teach me what I have to do, how to defend him, repair him, and console him. Our Lord Jesus directs his steps towards Calvary. He begins his journey, and he wants your company and my company. He wants the love of all his creatures. He wants your will and my will, my brothers and sisters, to form a crown of love. This is the last time, our Lord says, that I walk along these streets by myself. Tomorrow I will walk through them, bound and dragged among 1,000 insults, and pointing out the places where you will be most insulted and tortured. You continue. My life down here is about to set, just as the sun is now setting. And tomorrow at this hour, I will no longer be here. But, like the sun, I will rise again on the third day. At these words, the apostles, sad, not knowing what to answer, but our Lord Jesus says, "Courage, do not lose heart. I will not leave you. I will be always with you. But it is necessary that I die for the good of all." He died for the good of us all, my brothers and sisters, for the good of all human race. He is glorifying God on behalf of all the human race, and he wants our correspondence. Our Lord looks with pity upon souls. Our Lord looks with mercy upon us all. During these hours of the Passion, we also have some reflections that Saint Annibal de Francio wrote. The reflections that we encounter in the hours of the Passion are part of the reflections and meditations of Saint Annibal de Francio. They can help us to meditate on these hours too. Saint Annibal de Francio says the following: "Jesus promptly departs from his Mother, although his most tender heart undergoes a shock. Jesus did not make his last steps in vain. In them, he glorified the Father and asked for the salvation of souls. We must place our steps We must place in our steps the same intentions which Jesus placed, that is, to sacrifice ourselves for the glory of God the Father and for the good of all souls. When we accompany our Lord in these hours of the Passion, our Lord tells us that even the angels are around us, just waiting for us to pronounce the words, to say the words, so that they can carry this into heaven. Because this is divine language, my brothers and sisters. These are the words of our Lord Jesus. This is His Passion. And every time we meditate on them, our soul is united with our Lord, and we are repairing, accompanying, comforting our Lord. We are compensating, and our Lord Jesus is pleased. We must put our I love you, I bless you, I adore you, I glorify you in every single step that our Lord Jesus took. We must place our I love you in every single word of these hours of the Passion. We must ask our Lord to direct our steps. We must unite our steps with our Lord Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen. In the third hour of the Passion, that is from 7 to 8 p.m., which is the Last Supper, Luisa writes, O Jesus, you now arrive at the cenacle together with your beloved disciples. You begin your Last Supper with them. How much sweetness you show to all as you lower yourself to take material food for the last time. Everything is love. Everything in you is love. Everything is love in you. Also in this, you not only repair for the sins of gluttony, but you impetrate the sanctification of food. Our Lord Jesus lowers himself. As St. Paul says, he emptied himself. He became nothing for our sake. Jesus, my life, your sweet and penetrating gaze seems to search for all the apostles. And also in this act of taking food, your heart remains pierced in seeing your dear apostles still weak. Oh, sweet Jesus, I place myself near to you, together with your beloved disciples. I want to experience the delight of being at your presence. Our Lord Jesus lowers himself to take food. We must imprint our I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you in the single act of eating, my brothers and sisters. To place our I love you in every single bite we take when we take food. Because this act can give praise, glory, and honor, adoration to God the Father. If we unite this act of taking food with the divine will, let us ask our Lord Jesus to give us this grace. Oh Jesus, as I remain upon your heart, give food also to me. As you gave it to the apostles, the food of love, the food of the divine word, the food of your divine will. This is what we need, my brothers and sisters. We need the food of the divine will in our hearts, in our lives. To be nourished, to be sanctified, to quench the thirst in our souls, in our hearts. To satisfy the hunger that we experience, the thirst that we experience, that nobody else can satisfy. He will never deny us the food of His love, my brothers and sisters. Because He loves us so much, let us pray that we may always have His Passion in our mind, in our heart, that we may be able to put our I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you, I thank you in every single step He took, in every single pain He endured for our sake, that we may receive the grace that we need to be able to suffer patiently, so that every pain, every suffering we endure in union with our Lord may become a magnet that is calling the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven, that is mitigating the justice of God upon creatures, that is glorifying God and repairing God on behalf of all. Before taking food, let us unite ourselves to our Lord. Let us make this our intention to glorify God through this simple act. In the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 31, St. Paul says the following, brothers and sisters, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Do everything for the glory of God. this notion of uniting ourselves with the divine will in everything we do is not strange to the church. St. Paul tells us, in everything you do, whether you eat or drink, do it for the glory of God. In these hours of the Passion, we unite ourselves, our heartbeat, our breathing, everything, to accompany our Lord in His Passion. Let us be united with Him in order to give the Father the complete glory, praise, love, thanksgiving, reparation that all the human race owed, and that our Lord Jesus, through these hours of the Passion, is offering in every single act, and in this third hour of the Passion, in a special way, through the act of eating and taking food. These hours of the Passion are so powerful that the angels hang on every single word that we say. They gather all our prayers, our reparations that we do in union with our Lord. They take them before the Heavenly Father in order to mitigate the indignation of the divine justice for all the offenses received from creatures. The angels, they feel joy. Imagine yourself surrounded by angels when you say these hours of the Passion, waiting for you to say the word. What a beautiful gift. These hours of the Passion, they repair. And our Lord Jesus is repairing. When we unite ourselves with the Lord in these hours, we will make His pain our own pain. We will identify ourselves with Him to feel the heartbeats of that divine heart pierced by the loss of souls. When Luisa Picarreta experienced the vision of these hours, he saw our Lord wounded, disfigured, lacerated. Our Lord stood before the balcony of Luisa and he said, "Soul, help me. Help me." Our Lord is saying to all of us, "Soul, help me." By uniting ourselves with our Lord and the Blessed Mother in these hours, we are accompanying our Lord. And this is the best way to accompany Him, to make His pain our own pain, to make every single heartbeat of our Lord Jesus one with ours, to place our "I love you" in every single suffering He endured for us, our "I bless you," our "I thank you." When we encounter suffering and pain in our lives, we have the tendency to be discouraged, sometimes even to turn away from the Lord. But I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that when you unite yourself, your sufferings, your illnesses, with the Passion of our Lord Jesus, He will be able to make you a living crucifix. He will be able to use your pain, your suffering, your sorrow for the good of all the human race, for the good of souls in purgatory. Do not waste your suffering, my brothers and sisters. Sure, you must do everything that is within your power to be better. But while you go through your suffering, do not waste it. Unite that with our Lord so that your suffering may help others in purgatory. If the Lord wants to make you a living crucifix through your suffering, you will experience great peace even in the midst of suffering. If you unite yourself with the Passion of our Lord, the Blessed Mother will be there with you, because the Blessed Mother remained united always with the will of our Lord Jesus, and she was able to accompany Him through this union of the divine will. We have the Blessed Mother with us. We have the Sorrowful Mother who invites us to be with her. We are not alone in this journey. We have the Blessed Mother and our Lord Jesus with us to sustain us as we walk, as we go forward, so that we may be able to arrive at the foot of the cross. Let us ask our Lord Jesus to seal our heartbeat with His own, "I love you," so that our hearts too may believe the life of His heart, so that every single heartbeat of ours be an "I love you," "I praise you," "I glorify you." We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I encourage all of you, my brothers and sisters, to unite yourselves with the Lord, to meditate on these hours of the Passion, to make an effort to meditate them, especially during this Lenten season. When you go to the church before Mass, unite yourself to the Lord. During this Lenten season, the church praise the Stations of the Cross. Before you start the Stations of the Cross, unite yourself with the will of God. Immerse yourself in the divine will. Jesus, I immerse myself in your will. I fuse myself in your will to pray these Stations of the Cross. Jesus, with your will, I offer this fasting. With your will, I offer these prayers. With your will, I do these acts of charity. With your will, I walk this Lenten season. With your will, I offer this suffering. I impress my I love you, my I thank you, my I bless you in all my sufferings. I unite them with you. The Lord wants our pain, our suffering too. If you are going through difficult times, you experience suffering and pain, do not waste these acts. Offer that to the Lord. They can be your prayer to the Lord. The Lord will transform you. You will become a living crucifix, immolated for the glory of God the Father. Three simple words, my brothers and sisters, and the desire to unite yourself with the Lord, to His cross, with your will. Every week, we will go through the hours of the Passion, finding these preparations that our Lord Jesus is doing. Let us conclude with a prayer. O Lord Jesus, let my whole being send you a continuous flow of thanks and blessings, so as to draw upon me and upon everyone the flow of your blessings and thanks. O please, Jesus, press me to your heart, and with your most holy hands seal every particle of my being with your I bless you, so that nothing other than a continuous hymn to you may come from me. Amen. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.